just met Christine Durance. All evening I kept her company, but she rarely smiled, such a troubled child.
Dear Daddy, I made a friend, someone who likes spending time with me. She has pretty eyes, sings me lullaby.
She needs a friend,
she needs to feel that she's protected.
She's so alone and so afraid and so neglected.
But in her eyes I seem to see the girl I used to be.
So sad, so scared, so much like me.
Dear Tina, I so enjoyed your latest letter. I'm glad to hear you're doing well and feeling better. Tell your friend that I'm glad you have gotten to know her, and say that I'll try to repay what I owe her.
It's best that you know, Dr. Jackwith. It's best that you know, while I was on the cruise, there was a man who found escape in one another. A married man, but for a time we had each other. It was a short and sweet romance that never had a chance. We parted forever. His name was
J.T. Durance. I'm quite concerned. This matter needs consideration. I'm sure you know that it presents a complication. But even so, it sounds to me that you and Christine have bonded. She's clearly responded to you. So for now, carry on, but keep in mind that I'll be watching you too.
Dear Daddy, I have an outing plan. Thank you again for extending my stay. I've been making friends, having so much fun, lots of things, and it's just begun.
I'm going camping this weekend with Charlotte.
We're quite a pair, we've been everywhere.
My special name for her is
Durance. As for the move, it's your decision. Christine's improved, but still in need of supervision. This may be best, don't you agree?
Miss Vale's done more for her than me.
For now, goodbye.